As soon as Brick was a hit, I knew I had temporary access to label money to record. And we had a month off, so I booked studio time, and I decided to write songs backwards, which was the way I find out now that's the way people write songs, but I thought it was some kind of idea that I'd had. You start to lay down tracks, and then the song comes to you later, and it's not really a song. Because I couldn't write songs for the album because the band would have gotten upset because I would have been using good songs for the album. So it was about layers and stuff. And I called up William Shatner's people to see if he would speak on it for me. And I had a song that I'd wanted him to speak when I was 18 years old. And I actually had written a letter, I think, to William Morris Agency or something like that when I was a kid. Like, will William Shatner sing my song? And so I went out to L.A. I recorded the tracks because Fear of Pop was all about recording tracks and then putting stuff on top of it. I'd recorded tracks, and I didn't have much else than that and some lyrics. And right before he showed up, I was reading the lyrics. I was like, oh, my God, I wrote these when I was 18. These suck. So I wrote a complete other set of lyrics about, a really evil, womanizing bastard who has perfected all the new age self-help book stuff so that he can seem sensitive. He could seem like a 90s sensitive guy and get the chicks just by talking the right language. And then he nails them and moves on. so that's what Shatner played. And the song is called In Love. And there's a lot of lyrics going on beneath him. I actually have always wanted to just take his voice off and make that its own song so that there's two different versions of it. Because actually the lyrics beneath it, I think, are really good. You'll never understand them. There's too much stuff going on. Shatner and I became good friends after that and kept up on the phone, for years. And then he had me do some Priceline commercials with him. So I guess we've been buds for about 10 years now. So when he wanted to make a record, I was naturally the only musician friend he had. So he called me up to see if I would produce it for him. That became Has Been. So Has Been's his solo album. I think it's one. Has Been is I think one of the best records I've heard in years. And I don't know if it'll ever be taken that way, if I'm going to have to be dead and he's going to have to be dead for people to work that out. But it's a really good album. And it's because it's all truth. It's all from his point of view. 74-year-old rock star telling you all the things that he's never said before is a powerful piece of music.